Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a Monday edition of the Weekly Conversation. Welcome, folks. Got a lot to get into, but thank you so much for tuning in. Everyone's like, who doesn't care about the Oscars? I never knew the Oscars were happening, and all until everyone was posting, like who doesn't care? The Oscars don't mean anything. And so all these, like, don't watch the Oscars, who cares about the Oscars are meaningless. Post, I wouldn't have known they had the Oscars. Like all these, like Grammys and stuff that they have, these woke celebrations, I wouldn't have known half the times they had them, unless tons of people say they're boycotting it and not watching it. And so the anti, like Hollywood stuff and woke California stuff, I wouldn't know. Unless, without all these, like, negative posts about it, but Governor Whitmer, what a joke that woman is. She is falsely smearing Breitbart as a white nationalist website. Okay. I actually sometimes don't agree with some of the articles, because they're not like,
What is she doing?
She's going after Breitbart, smearing it as a white nationalist news site. Because she sucks, so she's got to spin to make yourself look good. The Supreme Court is going to decide whether the Second Amendment protects conceal and carry firearms, because a lot of states, you can get a conceal and carry permit, but you have to have a reason to do it, like you're being threatened, attacked, or whatever. And so it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out. Not a surprise. Ghislaine Maxwell and Jeffrey Epstein were at the White House of Bill Clinton. As it's his photo said, if it was Trump, he'd instantly be a pedophile. But since it's Bill Clinton, that doesn't mean anything. Twitter's not going to take action against LeBron James, but is that a surprise? I'd actually be shocked if they did something. You know, like I said, I'm going to get into some things now. But a Syrian Muslim refugee attacked a gay couple with a knife, killing one, with no regrets, as a German court. They want Sharia law here, but then they want all these transgender gay rights for everyone. I want to see how that would work. Yeah, Georgia lawmakers passed professional licenses for illegal aliens. Oh, this is professional licenses for illegals. In this case, it's going to be so much fun. You know, you're not going to be able to, you know, they're going to make sure that all these border jumpers are going to get benefits you can't get. I got that and so much more. So welcome to the conversation, folks. Remember Matthew 20:28. For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve others and to give his life as a ransom for many. Think about that as you're going through your day to day, and thank you so much for tuning in. It's just nuts. I mean, all these people were posting these, like, woke, like anti, like don't watch the Grammys, don't do this, and are you boycotting the Grammys, are you boycotting this, you know, the Oscars and all these different things when they have them. I wouldn't know half of these events happened, except for the fact that they, like some of the news articles I read, they talk about the NFL's tankings and the ratings, and, you know, these shows are tanking, and like the woke-tard Oscar rankings plummeted 58%, first time below 10 million viewers. First time, folks. You know, people want to watch the NFL and they want to watch sports. They want to just to get away from life, not to see BLM crap. And that's the problem. I want to see Oscars. I want to see movies. I don't want to have, just wait until they start pushing BLM propaganda in movies. That's what I'm waiting for. That's what I'm waiting for, folks. But this is kind of a big deal because the Supreme Court is going to actually hear a case to determine whether the Second Amendment protects concealed and carry firearms, because as a Second Amendment supporter, you have the right to conceal and carry, or do you? Because many states say, well, you have to have proof you need a gun, because you shouldn't just have a gun. Like, if you haven't been attacked, you're not being threatened, then you shouldn't have been, no. But you should have a gun to protect yourself. Well, you have to have proof that you actually need it for protection, because if you don't really need it to protect you, then you can't have the gun, and you can't have the permit, and you have to go through all these processes. Like in New York, you have to prove the reason why you need a gun. And if you can't prove that reason, then you don't get a conceal and carry. It's one of those fun things that you don't think about that some states actually have. Wow. It's just, I mean, you have the right to carry a gun, period. I don't know what they would have to, why you think you don't have a right to carry a gun, especially considering most of the people that don't want you to carry a gun or don't think you should have the rights to carry a gun, they have millions of dollars invested in people that protect them, and so it's going to be interesting. So, you're always going to have somebody that might get away, like a clean-cut person that gets a gun and then does something violent with no record prior, and then you're going to say, well, he got a gun legally. Well, he wasn't a threat legally. You know, he wasn't a threat before. Now he is, you know. Like, whoever thought Chris Benoit would do what he did. Because I talked about that, you know. I mean, but Second Amendment allows me to have a gun, so I'm always going to have one. But this is kind of breaking. The Supreme Court is also going to hear arguments on California rule on donor disclosure used by Kamala Harris against conservative groups. Where, like, you have to it's one of those where if it's with them, they will fight to make sure that their donors are not disclosed. If it's a Trumper or a conservative, you need to disclose who you are. It's a double standard. They want you to disclose who you are if you're a conservative, but if you're not a conservative, oh, you need to shove it in the pie hole. You need to put it in the pipe and smoke it. How dare you? How dare we don't have to disclose our... Oh, your law says you do. Yeah, you want the laws for thee, not for me. Oh, you need to wear a mask. You need to stay home. You need to... Yeah, we want to make sure that conservatives have their donors disclosed, but, oh, not us. If you want to have conservative donors disclosed, that's fine. Make sure it's a both two-way street. And do they have to be? Because the Supreme Court's actually going to actually take this up. So they're actually having some big cases. And it's neat to see our legal process, when it is legit, happening. Because there was an alternate juror that said that she was fearful. Because they're talking about burning buildings and burning cities and trashing. If we don't find the guy guilty, excuse me. So if you have a cop And I truly believe that they voted the way they did. And I said this before. I would have voted that cop as guilty just because I wouldn't want a target on my back. I wouldn't want a target on my back. And there were people that were, and I believe there's jurors in that case in Minnesota were threatened. Okay? If he's found not guilty, they're going to burn down communities. Well, you need to prepare for that then. I mean, if they want to burn down their own community, where are they going to shop? Where are they going to buy their groceries? Where are they going to get their hairs cut? You know? But you have, they're trying to target political groups and threaten if you donate to this group or that group and security group, they want to know who you are so they can target you and threaten you. Oh, but when it comes to them, it's like they're all for the disclosure thing until they're going to be disclosed, and then they don't want to. Rules for me, not for thee. You know, I'm Governor Newsom. I can do whatever I want to. See, I'm the governor. So when I tell you to sit your ass down in a basement, locked down, to where you can't get out, with 25 masks on, you have to have a HEPA ventilation system put in your house. You have to have sanitation showers 25 times a day. You better do that. I'm not going to do it because I'm the governor. I can do whatever I want. I'm going to be on the beach kicking it. You know, this, it has a 99.6% survival rate, this virus. I'm trying to get a survey set up, but I just want to know, like, with 99.6% survival rate, why are you or why are you not getting the virus, a.k.a. the vaccine? You know, everyone jokes, all these liberal people, I got my first, there's no microchip in it. Can they do that? Yes. Is it in this one? I don't think so. I think this is kind of like a test run. Let's just see how easily manipulated people are. Because look at how quickly they got people to assimilate to wearing masks and to damn near killing each other for toilet paper and sanitizer and wipes and Clorox and bleach. And, Now the next pandemic might be a real one that's worse, or it might be all made up. Who knows? You know, this is a 99.6% survival rate, but we can't come together until everyone's vaccinated with a 99.6% survival rate, and we can never come together. You know, the hypocrisy is you have to be 6 feet apart standing in line to check in your bags to get on the plane, but when you get on the plane, the thing's sold out, and there's no, and it's wall-to-wall seats, and you're crammed in those low, like, seats. Yeah. Okay. That's what it is. It's the stupidity of hypocrisy and dumbass that, I mean, if you're standing 6 feet apart in order to get on a plane where you're not 2 feet apart, I've been on a 9-hour flight to Paris, and let me tell you, you're crammed in there like a sardine because I don't have no first class. I'm in broke class. I'm in broke class, man. Yeah, I want whatever comes with this flight. Yeah. Oh, I get a drink. Yeah, hook me up. I want whatever I get because I'm in broke class. I can't afford business class or first class. I'm in like the... I'm like Section 8 class, but food is good, you know, but it's like you're crammed in there like a sardine, and that's how all planes are because they're trying to get as many people on a plane as possible, but you're not social distancing on a plane, but that's why you wear a mask. Okay. See, the plane proves my point. If you don't need the social distance on a plane because the masks work, then why do you need the social distance prior to getting on a plane? And if masks really do work, then why can't we go back to being normal, just make people wear masks? And if you're wearing a mask, if your mask truly works, you're not going to get sick from me because it's going to protect you. But with a 99.6% survival rate, it's just amazing how I have friends like, just get the dang vaccine so we can go back to normal. I'm like, yeah. We should have been normal all along. Trust me, I know so many people. What do you mean, get back to normal? This is the new normal. Like that video says, you know, it's just a mask. And social distancing, it's just this, it's just that, it's just a penny tax, and then that penny tax turns into, next thing you know, you owe money, and you have a full-time job. Oh, well, yeah, your paycheck, you didn't make, though you got a $1,000 paycheck, you have to pay $15,000 in taxes, so you got to come up with $14,000 somehow. Pretty soon you're going to be paying more in taxes than you make. But don't you want health care for everybody? Come on. You want to have universal health care. I wouldn't doubt it if there's someone that would let the government take their whole entire paycheck and, oh, you just provide for me. I just give the government my whole paycheck and then just give us stimulus checks. Yeah, jobs give you stimulus checks every 2 weeks and some cases every week. I'm just saying, folks, it's the world we live in. Don't worry. The very people that are being locked down and forced not to do stuff is the same people that are saying they're going to give you a stimulus money to help you out because you can't work. And you're trusting the people. You're trusting the very people that don't want to allow you to work to provide you with income because they won't let you work. How does that make sense? But people buy this stuff. People are buying it. And this one thing, I was thinking about this today because Joe's called in a couple times. I wonder, and that's what I think. I think that there will be, the collapse of the dollar is imminent. It's going to happen. It's not if, it's when. And when comments that Joe made makes me wonder, are they preparing for it? And do they have something like when they do X, Y, and Z that this is going to be like a trigger being pulled? And, you know, like when Mike Pence gave the code to that he wasn't going to, you know, contest the election results. And that was the code for them, for the BLM people to storm the Capitol. Is there a code that when they do this, it's going to trigger something that they collapse the dollar, where the dollar collapses? It makes you wonder if that's going to happen and that's going to be the case. And if you know when this is going to happen and they're preparing. Because, I mean, Biden said he's going to do a capital gains tax, and there you go. And the stock market tanked. Well, I carry a gun. That's why I can see him carry. It's this world we live in. I mean, you have Governor of Michigan, Greenwich Whitmere, a retard Democrat who falsely smeared Breitbart News as a white supremacist nationalist website, recently a largely lazy liberal tribe employed to dismiss its reporting, and she's going off, you know, because if it's not pro-communism, pro-Whitmer news, then it has to be fake. It can't be real. Because she does whatever she wants to, but, oh, you can't do stuff. You need to stay home. It's funny how all these liberals go and do whatever they want to, and it's okay, but when Ted Cruz, how dare he take a vacation? How dare he go and do what he wants to? Yeah, but that was, I mean, yeah, this coronavirus is so bad that those governor's meetings, the corona governor's meetings, yeah, it's been reported by his press secretary that Biden has never joined a COVID call with governors, not once. She is admitting he's not doing anything. Well, he can't do anything. The dude is, it is elder abuse to the max. Like I say, they'll come out in due time and admit that the whole election was rigged, that the Dominion voting machines were rigged, they were designed for Trump to lose, and nothing will happen. What's going to be interesting to see what comes out of this lawsuit with Mike Lindell and Dominion. It's going to be interesting to see if something does come or not. I don't know. I mean, I'm one of those people, I'll see it when I believe it, because I've seen 100% proof of, I've seen proof that makes me believe that that 2020 was one of I'm talking going back into the probably 1800s. I don't think there's one election where you probably can't prove some sort of fraud. I mean, if you would have to null and void an election and redo it, if you had one illegal ballot, you'd probably have to redo every single solitary election in our U.S. history for something, an illegal ballot or something. There might be 5 million, but, or 50 million or 10, but if you had at least one illegal ballot or something done that was illegal, I guarantee you'd have to redo every single solitary election in our history. You get me elected sheriff? Yeah, I'll do this for you, you do that for me. I'll get you elected as mayor of this town. And, oh, we own a farm, so we'll give you a deal on horses and pigs and cows. That way. And my blacksmith is shoeing, so when you go across the country, if you have to go anywhere, he does wagon wheels and everything. Okay, I'll make sure that you're the mayor, and you'll do this for me. And they would give kickbacks. They would, I'll fix your wagon wheels and do this stuff for free. You make me the mayor. You need this, I'll do that. I mean, people act like this is the first time. And then they don't buy it. See, if I say it was 2020 stolen, I say that and many other elections going back centuries. I mean, I'd be, you know, but it's just one of those things. I mean, I love these photos that have come out, you know, because, like, there's one photo of Jeffrey Epstein with Trump, and everyone says, oh, they're buddy-buddy, yeah, Trump is a pedophile. But when there's multiple photos of Bill Clinton and Jeffrey Epstein and Maxwell at the White House, and there's tons of photos of Bill Clinton and Epstein, multiple photos. Oh, that you never hear, you know, Bill Clinton can't be a pedophile. mean, he's got like multiple photos of him with Epstein and Maxwell and all this stuff, but you get... You get one photo of Trump and it's like, oh yeah, he needs to be arrested and charged and... This is one of those things, you know. That can't be. That can't be. It's the double standard we have in this country. Just because Bill Clinton was with Jeffrey Epstein on his plane, that is island doesn't mean anything, but there's one photo with Trump and Epstein, and that was before he disavowed him and got him kicked out of Mar-a-Lago and all kinds of other things. And then all of a sudden, oh, he's a pedophile. It's funny because they call Trump like Hitler and all this stuff, and he's racist, but he had a bunch of people off at Mar-a-Lago, and he had, oh yeah, he allowed Jews in Mar-a-Lago. I'd have Jews at Mar-a-Lago. All are welcome where I'd be from. But it's a world we live in. I mean, like I did a post, a video on this and stuff, but I was talking about this, you know. I don't know if it made it into the video or not because they got five takes, but when you have photos, multiple photos of Kathy Griffin with the decapitated Trump head, and then I had somewhere it says, is this still funny? Because... You know, you can't say anything negative about Biden, but this was acceptable. And that never once have I gotten flagged for it violating a community standard. But the Jeffrey Dahmer photo I have where he's eating at Five Guys Burgers and goes, I don't think there's actually Five Guys in here. That got me in major trouble on Facebook for... violating the community standard, which is a funny joke. I mean, I just want to go to Five Guys Burgers and just, I'd have to get it without the bun or whatever. I'm like, yeah, can I get a Five Guy burger? No bun, please. And then come back. Yeah, there's something wrong with my burger. I don't think there's Five Guys in here. I want to do that just as a joke. And they've probably been done so many times. It's not, it's probably like redundant. Yeah, buddy, you're not the first person to do that. I'm not, you know, but... You know, how is one violating community standards and one not? And I think the Trump photo is way worse, but whatever. That's a double standard. Just like Twitter, they won't take action against LeBron James for tweeting, tugging an officer, you're next. I mean, if that was anybody, if that was me saying that, they'd be coming to my house like, yeah, you're threatening an officer. They'd be putting me under arrest. They'd be making sure are my threats credible. And then, you know, if they can determine that it is a credible threat and that, you know, that I was going to go through with it, then they might, but if not, they'd probably just let me go. I'd be taken downtown for questioning, for sure. Not LeBron James. And it was just 5 years ago that he actually, I don't know, supported All Lives Matter. Now he supports Black Lives Matter because I guess no one else matters. Just over 29 minutes left in the program, folks. Thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation. I hope you feel a part of the double standards in this world. You know, you can sit there and you can have mock videos of Trump being killed on YouTube and Twitter and Facebook and all this, and if you question the results of an election, you're gonna lose everything. I wonder what they do if you question the results of every election. Yeah, I think Reagan won every state. Yep, I think he did. I think he, I mean, like I said before, if you had even one vote that was illegally cast in an election, you'd probably have to throw out every election in our nation's history. Because there's always scratching backs. Hey, you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. You do this, you get me elected mayor, I'll do that for you. But that's just where we live in. You know, it's the whole double standard thing. That it's funny when you get these people that like, oh, I couldn't support anyone that says that. Well, you know, that has to be Hillary Clinton, or that who did say that, but they would think it was Sarah Palin or some, you know, Sarah Huckabee Sanders or some conservative. But then it turns out to be Hillary, and they don't know what to do. Like, okay, so you're not going to support her now? If you want, we'll go around the corner, and I'll put a blanket up over you, and I'll get you to take the shirt off, and we can, you know, they probably, hey, they don't know what to do, because, like when they get these liberals that are, like, adamant anti-Trump or anti-conservative, and then when they say, well, who said this? Who said that? Oh, I couldn't support anyone that says that. Well, then when it's someone that they're backing and standing up for and fighting for, they're like, they don't know what to do. Like, what do? I don't know, because I support Hillary Clinton, but I can't, but she said something I disagree with. Yeah, maybe you need to listen to her more often uncensored, and you'll probably find more stuff that you'd be like outraged about. Maybe you need to do your own research and think for yourself. Maybe you should take, there used to be a guy that would do like tons of videos that were just like side-by-side video. Here's the CNN version. Here's the unedited version and what was cut out. And he would do things because this is proving to you that it's the exact same video. This is where it's cut and this is where it's pasted. I got heck from a lot of people, but there's a video where this guy is interviewing this lady from the BBC, and she's like, well, he was good friends with Sheikh Mohammed, the man who killed Osama bin Laden. And it showed two clips of the video, one where she said that quote, one where it was cut out. And the one that where it was cut out was edited. And this is, and people say, oh, you're just trying to steal Obama's thunder. I said, this is, and that's how retarded these like 20 people were. Because first of all, this was a BBC news interview. This was nothing to do with America. And this was before Obama was even president. This was when Trump wasn't even president. This is when Bush was president. If this is really true, what she's saying, then what did SEAL Team 6 actually do if what she said is true? I've talked to experts who have said that you watch all those Bin Laden videos, there's no way to put a timeline. They could have all been made in one day or in a week, and then they just shared them. Then to make his supporters think he's still alive, keep fighting, keep doing this, and he probably had a game plan, kept pushing this game plan, and they think he's alive, telling them to keep doing what they're doing, because if not, they're just, well, what do we do now, because our leader's gone. And, you know, there's a push to get Sharia law in this country, but a Syrian Muslim in Germany, yeah, that's right, a Muslim immigrant who stabbed gay couple has no regrets, court hears. Yeah. It's almost like bring on Sharia law in this country. Because that's what, you got to support Muslims and da-da-da, okay? I'd love to go to these liberals. Let's bring Sharia law in this country. They'd be like, seriously, I'm a conservative. I'm a Trumper who supports Sharia law. Let's bring it right here. Because as soon as they do, transgender bathrooms, nope. Yep, if you're gay, you'd be killed, you'd be slaughtered, you'd be stoned to death, and they don't support gays at all. Yeah, they'll be taking the gays to the top of a roof with their hands tied behind their back and throwing them off the roof until they die. If they survive, get back up and do it again. Keep doing it until you don't make it. Stone you to death, whatever. They don't support gays at all. All this transgender stuff and pride and gay marriage may be going out the window. But that's because they don't know. They just think that we think that every Muslim is a terrorist, so we don't know. There's great Muslims. I've worked with people, and they're amazing. But it's okay, folks. It's okay. It's all going to be okay, folks. It is. Because that's the double standard in this. Because it's just like all these kids that I can't support anyone ever. I would never vote for anyone that said that. Yeah, if you want, there's a bathroom over there. I'll switch your shirts because you just told me that you can't. That's Hillary Clinton, and I can prove it. You have, I'm with her shirt. You said you could never, ever vote for anyone that. So you're telling me I want to go with you to the voting booth. I want to see that you didn't vote for Hillary Clinton. Because you just said you can't vote for anyone that you can't support that. This makes just as much sense because Georgia lawmakers passed a bill last week that would allow illegal aliens to, in their state, to obtain professional licenses following lobbying from the state's Chamber of Commerce. The legislative package, as the Center of Immigration Studies noted, would allow illegal aliens to apply and obtain professional licenses from Georgia's Secretary of State office to work as counselors, social workers, therapists, speech pathologists, audiologists, occupational therapists, and other jobs. At the moment, three parallel bills, HB 34, HB 268, and HB 395 have been passed. Kidding me. And they're on the governor's desk for signature veto or becoming law without his signature. Kidding me. Don't worry, folks. It's okay. You probably couldn't get one of those. Yeah, and you're going to have some speech pathologist trying to help you out here that don't know English. Okay. And the person has had stroke and needs speech pathology. Okay. Yeah, and you're going to be trying to get speech pathology up someone that's illegal, that no, yeah, they don't even have the right to be here, but they're going to become therapists, speech, but why don't they do that in their own country? Why don't they become social workers in their own country? Why don't they help out their own country? If they're going to do so much benefit for America, why don't they benefit their own country? Why don't we help our own people? Why don't we get people... Yeah, because this country, they don't want to work. They just want a stimulus check. Come on, folks. Come on, Pelosi. Let's get another check. Come on. Hurry up. I need a check. Come on. You know, I know you... Yeah, they're trying... And they've gotten people content as a grungy cow that they don't want to work. They just want a check. Now, I don't know how... there's any way to get stimulus for like not working when you can work, because there's a couple places in town that still mandate masks, and I don't believe in masks, but I respect that they have the right to do that, and this is one thing, and I'll get into this because it just cracks me up, because like if you're not feeling good or you're feeling sick, unless you're going to like CVS to get the medication, like I just got back from, you know, I've gone into CVS before with a mask because I was sick of crap. Like this is years ago, and I got medicine, and I didn't want to get people what I had. I had like a of I had like sinus infections and stuff, and I spread it. Common sense. You shouldn't be going out if you're not feeling good. Stay home. But like they have like, first of all, these like this table is sanitized for your protection. Yeah, if they've never done that before, there's a problem because when they clean a table, they put quat sanitizer down. If you don't know what quat sanitizer is, it is a chemical that is like bleach but way safer. You can drink quat sanitizer when it's diluted to the right dilution or less, or like more diluted. But like by itself, you couldn't. It'd kill you if it was undiluted, like concentrate. Because you normally get it in a giant container where it's concentrated, and then you put a pipe in there and it mixes with water to a certain dilution. And I've drank it, the diluted, just to prove that you can drink it, because like a cap full of bleach will kill you, but this won't. And it does the same sterilization and cleaning. And that's the thing, people don't realize. They've been sanitizing their tables and wiping the stuff down all the time. A lot of places have always taken and wiped down the menus because they've had people that have, they wipe their butt and they don't sit there and wash their hands or do something, and then they test the menu and then something gets on the menu and people get sick from it. So a lot of places have always sanitized, but they never told you. And a lot of places, like we have notes where I work, we are sterilizing stuff in between uses like we've always done, but we're just enhancing these and doing more on top of that. We're letting people know that we've always done this. We're just doing that and more. That way they don't think like we've never done it before and we're now just starting to... No. I'd say at least twice a week we take all like the soap caps off and then put like the fountain sodas and run them through the machine and soak them. And usually you'll soak them like once a week and then like twice a week you'll run them through the machine and clean them and... And there's a lot of things that we've been doing that so it's just one of those things, that we do and we've always done. And we make sure that we let people know we've always done it so someone doesn't come up. Why weren't you like wiping up the tables and sanitizing them before? We always have been because like you go to places and this is sterilized, they've always done it. So why they're bragging, like kind of like Tyson chicken where all these different companies brag that we raise our chickens with no antibiotics ever. And if you read the little 2-hyphen thing, it says you cannot raise them. They brag that they raise chickens without antibiotics when they can't legally do it. They can't legally do it, but they brag like they do it out of the goodness of their heart. They can't. It's not that they don't. They can't. They can argue to death that, we don't do antibiotics. Our chicken isn't raised. Yeah, but you act like you can do it. You just choose not to when you legally can't. You need to let people know our chickens are raised with no antibiotics because they can't be. Since they legally can't put antibiotics in them, You're not telling us something because you act like at the goodness of our hearts, we're not putting antibiotics. Since that we're honest and hey, we've always done this. A lot of places are now acting like, yeah, we're sterilizing everything in between customers. Yeah, you take your plates and you run them through the machine and you run them through either a chemical sanitizer or a temperature sanitizer that kills anything. Yeah. Thanks to COVID, we wash our silverware and dishes now. We used to just try to cover up the stains on the plates with the new dish that we put on, with the new food that we put on top. I mean, if you're stupid to believe that, like, they never sanitized anything in between customers until COVID, then you need to wear a mask in a car all by yourself. I'm just saying. Now, I understand if you get in a vehicle and you forget you had your mask on because you're so used to wearing it now, and then you forget to take it off. It's not like you're doing it on purpose. I mean, that's how this world is, folks. I got about, let me see where I'm at. My time, I got about 12 minutes left. And, oh, do me, I want y'all to do me a favor, anyone out there listening. You know, go to petition.parliament.uk/petitions/583310. That is petitions.parliament.uk/petitions/583310. And you have to be a UK citizen. No, you don't. All you have to do is put your name, your address, and put in M160RA in the postal code. It's a postal code. You can look up UK postal codes and just enter one from UK. And then you'll go to the email. And bang, what the petition is we're trying to get football ownership in UK to be a 50+1 rule. And what that means is the fans own 50+1 or 51% of the club, and the owners own 49%. That way they can't milk the club. There's a video that has like 3 million views, and I've always been a fan of football, and when I mean football, I'll watch like fan channels or any team. I don't care. Who cares? It's great. I love football. It's just my sport, and I got hooked on. I love Arsenal Fan TV, and especially when they were like, "You need to get out of here," and they were wanting you know, Robbie and Arsenal Fan TV to get out and all this stuff. And I'm like, I watched the video, but I subscribed. And there's a viral video where one of the main guys on this channel that does a lot of the fam cams came up, and he's going off. This is 2017. He's going off about Arsene Wenger, and he needs to go. And it's just amazing. And he goes off, and he just has. And it's not. And that's, you know, it's Arsenal has a problem with Stan Kroenke, and he's going off about the owner back then. This is before the Super League. You know, this is a United issue, and I'm a huge United Stan fan, a Manchester United fan, but this is bigger than all of us. We need to come together, because when you have lower level clubs that are spending more money than Arsenal and United, they don't care about us. I guarantee you, the Glazers are going to try to spend hardly anything, make it impossible for Ollie to do anything, and then the team's going to suffer and tank, and they're all going to go on this Ollie out ban, and if everyone backs us, no, we can't be Ollie out. Ollie is the best thing being there. As much as it's going to probably go south, we need to stand firm on Glazers out. I'm tired of them just trying to line their pocketbooks while we suffer. They don't care about, what's it been, like two years since they've been to a match? What kind of owner doesn't go to their team's games? They don't care. It's just, I mean, it's like Stan Kroenke. He don't care. As long as he's making money, he's trying to spend as little money on that club as possible. And I think they tried to milk, just like they're trying to milk the Alex Ferguson days, they're trying to milk the Austin Vinga days for as long as they could. And then he's like, they're not going to do anything. He ain't going to spend money. He ain't going to do anything. So I'm just going to run it in the ground. And then you think they're really, you know, in a way, I just want to have, I know we can't do it, but I just want to have Ollie come out and speak his mind. Because even near the end, Alex Ferguson's like, there's no value in the market. No value in the market means that they're not going to buy you anybody. That's when they become Hasidic Jew, and they're not going to spend a penny, and they're going to be penny pinchers. They're going to be, I'm Dutch, we're cheap. As Polish, Dutch, Ukrainian, we're cheap. We are cheap people. You want how much? There's times when I buy something and I get 35% off. I'm like, yeah, that 35% off really didn't take much off of that price. Do I really want it now? You know? But it's getting to be ridiculous because Eric Bay, who's injury prone, signed a 4-year contract. That means, okay, that just proves to me that if they spend 50 million pounds this summer in a transfer, I'll be surprised. Because they're not getting rid of, I mean, we got so much deadwood at the club that needs to go. And I wonder, since Ed Woodward's not really going to, he's not going to be involved in the transfer this summer, I wonder who they're going to get, because I know they're just going to replace him with another businessman that doesn't care about football. It's all about making money. And they're going to try to pretend like, well, Ed Woodward's gone, we got a better guy in there. No. If they're not going to get someone like Edwin van der Sar, that's an ex-United legend that does that role and dominates and has actually tenure and pedigree that you can say, okay, I want David Beckham near the club. Yeah, he's a club legend, but what has he done in that role? Nothing. I don't know. You wonder what would happen if the players started in protest and said, hey, you know, this is my club. I came here for the history, and they're flushing it down the toilet, and I'm not going to stand for it. I wonder if the players stood up, or if they could. In a way, you almost just, as much as it hurts, like, would you sacrifice your career to save a club? Because I don't think they're going to spend anything. They're going to try to make it impossible for Ollie to do anything. And then guess what's going to happen? They're going to try to get people in an Ollie-out plan. That way, it distracts people from the Glazers. Oh, we're not the problem. It's the manager. Okay, get Zinedine Zidane in there. He's going to do the best he can with the players he's got, but eventually, I need some players. I need this position. I need this. And when they're not going to spend, you're only going to be good as your weakest link. And when your weakest link is not good enough, when your weakest link is your second string or not first team, you know, eventually he's going to get to, this is the best I can do until you start investing in this team. He'll be able to turn the team around, per se, to a point that then, until they invest, it's not going to get any better. It's just going to stagnate. You get Pochettino in there. Same thing. He might turn the club around a little bit, but until you get someone in there that's going to get backed and invested and they spend money and they're not cheap, you're done. I think Arsenal would rather be dead broke knowing that they're spending, you know, 500 million pounds a year and getting great players. We want to have clubs that care about the team, not the other way around, not owners. The clubs should care about the teams, and teams should care about the clubs, and the players should care. I mean, I want to have people at United that want to be there. And this is one. This is a debate I've had. Would you take a very, 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 very good player who's only going to come to United because of the money, or would you rather have a, on a scale of 1 to 10, would you rather have like a Ronaldo, or would you rather have, would you rather have like a really, really awesome player like Ronaldo? I'm just here because of the money. It's not, or would you rather have like a guy that's going to work 10 times harder because this is his dream? He's been a United fan since he was 2, and you know that when he comes to the stadium, he's going to take his shirt off, rip his heart out, and put his jersey on and say, okay, let's go, you're at Old Trafford. This is the home of Jimmy Murphy and the Busby Babes. And because of their sacrifice and their and some of their deaths, we still have this club. I'm tired of having freaking owners that don't care about this club that are flushing it down the toilet, all for greed and profit. And I'm Glazers out until I'm Glazers out. I don't care because I know they're going to do everything they can to make it to where you're going to try to. They're going to try to switch the focus because the team ain't doing so well. So I'll be out, and no, Glazers need to freaking go. We need to have a 50+1, and if we get 100,000 signatures on that petition, and we can easily do that because anybody around the world, just United, if we got like 1% of the United Stand viewers, we'd have way more than 100,000, but or whatever, like 10% or whatever. And that's not Arsenal Fan TV. It's not. So I want to thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation. Hope you feel a part of it. And remember, folks, with a firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pleasure each other, our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until this coming Wednesday, good night and God bless. Goodbye.